In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Now, this time of the year is a lot of fun for us as a family, but it's also a bit busy. Busy because as the kids get more and more involved in their activities, we seem to have more places to go, which means we seem to have less and less time to actually get anywhere. Fun because it certainly is a joy to see the kids participate in all the different activities. This weekend was no different for us. On Friday, we went to the Northview football game in order to watch Nicholas and the band and see some of our kids play football as well. On Saturday, we spent the morning watching Vasilia and Lucia play soccer. Now, at Lucia's soccer game, we had a bit of excitement because our little Lucia scored not once, but twice. See that? So you can only imagine what her father did when his youngest scored not once, but twice, right? You can imagine that my hand shot up in the air and I jumped up and I may have maybe gotten just a bit loud when Lucia scored. Now, the thing is, all of us realize this is what we do, right? When our team or our children or anyone who we love to watch, when they do well, we stand up, we shout, we might even wave flags, right? These banners of victory for our team. Now, I mention this to you because the same thing happens within the life of the church, because we too, as a church, have a flag of victory. We too have a sign of the triumph of our church. We have a sign of God's great love for each and every one of us. And that sign is his cross. On September 14th, we celebrate with great joy the finding of the precious cross. We celebrate it by processing it around this church and by holding it up high for everyone to see the victory of God's great love and to urge all of us to continue moving forward and to continue following him. Today, on the Sunday after the cross, let us continue to gaze upon the cross and consider its significance in the life of the church and in our individual lives as well. So each year, each and every year when I celebrate this feast and look at the cross, I always think about this idea of change and this idea of transformation. My mind goes to the idea of how God can take things that bring us pain and turn them into an instrument of joy. St. John Chrysostom says this. He says, "The cross of the Lord is unpleasant and sorrowful to the ear, but it consists of joy and gladness." Why is it unpleasant to the ear? Well, as we said, it was an instrument of death and destruction. It was a sign not of victory, but a sign of shame. But our God is a God who can take such things and transform them. Our God is a God who can take things that bring death, and out of them can spring life. St. John Chrysostom continues and he says, "How great is the power of the cross? How great is the change made by it in the human race? How from the deep darkness it has led us to the boundless light. From death it has restored us to eternal life. From corruption it has transformed us to incorruption. Through the cross we learn the truth about God. Through the cross we who were far from him are united to Christ, and we become worthy of the grace of the Holy Spirit through the cross. We learn the power of love." My friends and my family, this is a love that can not only transform a cross, but it can do the same for you and me. Each year in September, as we begin another year of ministry together, I raise up that cross, and I am filled once again with much hope and joy. Hope in our God's love. And he showed us this love by coming to us, becoming like us, and dying on a cross. Hope in a God who can not only change a cross from an instrument of death to life, but can also use me and you to do great and wonderful things. I find great joy and hope knowing that our God wants more than anything else for all of us to bring to him our pain, our sorrow, our weakness, our hopes and prayers and to lay them down at his cross and allow him to help us with them. Our efforts may not always work out, but his love is always there. The things we try and do in this life might not work out as we want, but his love is always ever present. Father Anthony Canaris was talking about the cross and God's love, and he was in trying to remind us not to forget about God's love by reminding us not to treat God like a certain childhood game that we may have played. Many of you might remember a game that we play with flowers, right? You take a flower and you take each petal, and what do? You pull a petal off and say, he loves me or she loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. Well, see, sometimes we do the same thing with God. We try and do something, we succeed, and we say, God loves me. Then we try something else and we fail, and we say, God loves me not. The thing we all have to remember is his love, no matter if we fail or not, no matter if we succeed or not, his love and his presence is always there. He's just asking for us to keep picking up our cross and following him. I want to leave you with these words from St. Paul. St. Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can separate us from God's love, not setbacks or failures. We need only keep looking to his cross for assurance. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.